verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of God courage. Do not be afraid, for be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
If you are able, please bow your heads. Please kneel and bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the sunshine outside. Please be with the program as the adventures give us the word, Lord. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Our Pathfinder and Adventure, excuse my voice, I lost my voice from our tournament. Our Pathfinder Adventures, the theme for this year is strong and courageous. So we picked one of our adventures today. So today will be Caleb. Caleb will go first, and then we'll have Camellia today.
Sabbath. I want to share with you about an awesome leader in the Bible. His name is Joshua, son of Nun. I'm sure you have heard of him. He is well known for fighting the Battle of Jericho. But before that, I'll share how he became this awesome and courageous leader. Moses, one of the greatest leaders and prophet that ever lived, had just died. Joshua was his successor now. Right before Moses died, he had laid his hands on Joshua, and just like the Spirit of the Lord was with Moses, so it was with Joshua. God wanted Joshua to know that just like with Moses, God would be with Joshua every step of the way leading the Israelites to the Promised Land. And the book of Joshua chapter 1, starting with verse 5, it says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." It continues through verse 9, where we find our scripture. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." What an amazing promise. The only condition was that Joshua needed to trust and obey. Sounds simple, right? One of the first instructions Joshua received from the Lord was to cross the Jordan River. This was the second time in 40 years they were standing before the Jordan River. The last time they chose to turn around and walk away. They saw the beautiful and huge fruits the land produced. They knew about the great abundance of food and water in the land God had promised, but they chose to focus on the problems they saw. Instead of trusting God and his promises, they only focused on the giants that lived in Canaan. 40 years before the story of the Battle of Jericho, Moses had sent 12 spies to the Promised Land. Out of those 12 spies, only Joshua and Caleb came back with a positive report. They tried to convince the people to trust God to give them victory over the enemy, but the other 10 spies had discouraged them, so most of them died before entering the Promised Land. Now that Joshua was the leader, he decided to send 2 men across the Jordan to find out about the defenses of Jericho and learn anything else that might be of help in planning the attack. The 2 spies were able to gain the city without any trouble. They found refuge in a house that belonged to a woman named Rahab, and she was able to rent them a room. They didn't know they were being followed by soldiers, so as they were getting settled in the room, they heard soldiers knocking on the door loudly. Rahab quickly sent them to the roof of her house and hid them underneath stacks of flax. She finally came to answer the door and was questioned by the soldiers. She lied and told them she didn't know where the men had come from or where they had gone. She persuaded them to go look for them outside of the city gate. Rahab came back to the spies and declared them that she knew the Lord was with the Israelites, that their God is in heaven above and earth beneath, and was sure he would give them the victory over the land. Before leaving Rahab's house, the spies promised that she and her family would be spared the coming destruction. She was to hang the same scarlet cord that she used to help them escape from her house out of her window, so that the soldiers would know which house belonged to her so they could save her and her family. The spies reported back to Joshua and assured him that the Lord has given them the land. They were ready to cross the Jordan River now. Joshua sent a command that the priests were to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord down to the river before the people. When the priests' feet touched the water, miraculously the river ceased to flow. They were now walking on dry land, just like when they had crossed the Red Sea a few decades before. To make sure the people would never forget this miracle, Joshua had one man from each of the 12 tribes to carry 12 big rocks from the Jordan River. Then he had them piled in the heap as a memorial of crossing on dry land. We finally get to the obstacle of conquering Jericho. As Joshua was deep in thought and prayer, the commander of the Lord's army appeared to him and gave him the special instructions of how to win the battle of Jericho. Israel was not to fight at all, but just march around the city. Thousands of armed men marched in front, followed by seven priests blowing trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. This was to continue for 6 days, and on the seventh day they would not only go around the city one time, instead they would march around it seven times. The Israelites were instructed to all shout as loud as they could after hearing the trumpets, and the walls would fall. To any army, this plan might sound strange and unusual. The people of Jericho must have been laughing, watching the Israelites march each day silently. All they could hear was the sound of the trumpets and the sound of them marching. Who would ever imagine that a battle could be won this way? Anyone without faith would think this the plan to be crazy. But we should never doubt that for the Lord anything is possible. This was the first of many more battles that the Lord won for the Israelites. Their obedience to the plan of God helped them see the victory that they had been promised. Joshua obeyed the command to take the land and follow God's strange plan to defeat the city of Jericho. It might have not always made sense, but Joshua led the people in obedience to God. In our lives, we might face obstacles. They might be people or things that frustrate us, but we must remember that for God, nothing is impossible. He can remove physical, mental, and emotional obstacles that keep us from becoming what God made us to be. Jericho had a strong and mighty wall that no army could overcome. God is mightier than any army, person, or thing. If an obstacle is in your path, don't give up. Give it to Jesus. That is when you need to get on your knees and pray. You must tell God your problem so he can show you his mighty power. Only he has the power to overcome the obstacles that might come our way. We just need to trust and obey just like Joshua did. One day, a man was walking along the beach when he noticed a boy picking up and throwing things back into the ocean. Approaching the boy, he asked, "Young man, what are you doing?" "Throwing starfish back into the ocean. If I don't throw them back, they'll die," the boy replied. The man laughed to himself and said, "Do you realize there are miles of beach and hundreds of starfish? It won't make any difference." After listening, the boy bent down to pick up another starfish and threw it into the ocean. He smiled at the man and said, "It may not make a difference for all of them, but it made a world of difference for that one." Our message today is, know your why. Know your why. Let us pray. Lord, use me as a vessel to preach your word. This I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9. In life, we have role models or people we imitate. Do you have someone you look up to? Your parents, grandparents, teacher, or friend? Maybe a celebrity or someone you never met. Why did you choose that person as your role model? What kind of person are they? Whatever the case may be, you are influenced by their actions and who they are as a person. Joshua had a role model, Moses. Moses led by example through his faith and trust in God. We will focus on three ways Joshua became strong and courageous in leading God's people. Raise your hand if you have an iPhone. Almost everyone in the church has an iPhone or knows that someone does. The cool things you can do on the iPhone make it unique to people all over the world. One special feature is FaceTime. My family comes from a small island in the South Pacific called Samoa. Whenever we call our family, we use FaceTime. That way, we can see them and they can see us too. What does leadership mean? What does leadership mean? The word leadership means the action of leading a group of people. Before you can lead people, you must first learn to lead yourself. Point number two, set the example. God's word says in 1 Timothy 4 verse 12, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." I'm a safety patrol officer at my school at Abraham Lincoln Elementary. I love doing safety patrol because I get excused from class, I wear my special vest, and I carry a flag. I take my role seriously because safety is our priority. I direct cars on when to stop in order for kids to cross the road. If I don't pay attention and lead by example, someone could get hurt. One of God's first commands to Joshua was to cross the Jordan River, just like Moses crossed the Red Sea. The people honored and respected Joshua because of his trust in God. The waters stood still in order that all the people would be led to safety. This started with Joshua having the courage to allow God to live in his life first. So as a reminder, point number one, have faith with God daily. Point number two, set an example. Last but not least, point number three, know your why. Know your why. Did you know that Moses had FaceTime with God? Not like the iPhone, but Exodus 33, verse 11 tells us, "The Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend." Wow, Moses spoke to God face to face, like we speak to our friends and family. Moses talked with God daily, and Joshua saw that. Point number one, have faith with God daily. What does that mean? Spend time with God in prayer, read his word, and share him with others. That's how we get to know him. Joshua received the news that Moses had passed away, and he has been chosen to be his replacement. I wonder how he felt. His mentor and friend was no longer alive. Yet, God chose him to step up. No wonder God reminds Joshua, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged." Being afraid is something I had been through when I was little. I remember when I was 5 years old, my family and I went shopping at the mall. We were looking at clothes in Rule 21 when I noticed another store with nice, shiny toys. I wanted to play with them so badly that I walked away from my parents and into that store. 15 minutes passed, I didn't notice that my parents were looking for me. I was just focused on all those toys. I didn't think it was a big deal until I heard my dad's voice calling out for me. "Camellia! Camellia!" That's when I first realized I was all alone and in big trouble. Thankfully, my dad found me and I was safe. Did you know it's the same thing with God? Sometimes we walk away. We get distracted by other things and don't always obey. But he always comes to find us if we're willing to listen to his voice. Amen? Leading people was not to give Joshua all the credit. It was to teach him to love people just as God loves us. The positions we're placed in should have a lesson for us. Do we do things for our own credit, or do we lead people because we love God and we love people? If you were put into a leadership role, why do you do it? The Bible says, Love God, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. That means to love God is to love others. For example, at home, I don't see myself as a role model or as a leader. But after reading about Joshua and how he looked up to Moses, it teaches Serena she should obey too. I realize I am someone that my little sister looks up to. When I obey my parents, it teaches Serena she should obey too. She learns from everything I do. Sometimes we don't get along, but I know God made us sisters for a reason. He knew I needed her and she would need me too. Joshua probably faced the same thing as a leader for the Israelites. They didn't always obey or do the right thing, but God gave them a leader who wasn't afraid to speak up and set an example. Church, do you know your why? Why do you do ministry? Why do you worship on Sabbath? Why does God ask us to share the gospel with the world? Why do we give up when things get hard? Only you can answer that question. Joshua understood his why. Moses understood his why. What about you? Whenever being a leader feels like a burden, remember your why. Remember your why. When you feel afraid or discouraged, think about Joshua 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us bow our head as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for our pathfinders and adventurers and for the reminder you gave us in this morning to be courageous and to remember our why you have called us to be Christians and to follow you, O Lord. Thank you for their leadership and thank you for being with us. Please help us when we're weak and just give us your courage and your strength and help us to follow you, whatever you lead us and you send us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.